Hi, hello, good evening, sir. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. All right, and let me ask you, are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote for 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you still going to vote?
I haven't decided yet.
So you're probably to vote, right?
I will, but I haven't decided
yet. Oh, okay. So you haven't decided, but you are going to vote. And what is your age?
My what?
Your age?
My age is 93.
93. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Now, just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, or Asian?
I'm white.
Okay, so Caucasian. Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which of the direction the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. So when you say 100, that means that it's very favorable and warm. When you say 50, you're in the middle, not too warm, not too cold. But when you say 0, that means it's very cold and very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one. Donald Trump, the first one. 0 to 100, Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Okay. Joe Biden?
No opinion.
Okay. Moms for Liberty?
I have no opinion at all on politics.
But I'm going to go one by one because we're on a recorded line. So Moms for Liberty, you have no opinion. Public schools, from 0 to 100.
I have no opinion.
Okay. And let's charter schools.
I have no reason to think about them.
Okay, understood. Not even for your grandkids. Not even for them. Okay. Understood. Okay. So how about public school teachers?
I have no opinion.
Right. Okay. How about woke culture, wokeism?
I didn't get that.
Woke culture, wokeism.
I'm not getting
right,
it.
Right, if you have no opinion towards charter schools or public schools, I don't think you have any opinion towards them.
No opinion.
How about U.S. Department of Education?
No opinion.
How about the National Education Association, or NEA?
I have no opinion.
Of course. Okay, so let's move forward here. All right, so the next one. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I have no idea. I can't rate it.
No, of course, but from what you have heard or seen?
I have no opinion. I can't rate it.
So you haven't heard anything about them? Haven't seen anything
No.
about them? Have not mentioned anything about them? Okay,
No.
I respect that. Now the next one, what would you say charter schools or public schools do the better job at educating students? Which one do you think is better, public or charter?
I haven't the faintest idea.
I'm sorry?
I have the foggiest idea who's doing what, because I'm not into it at all.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Now, you have a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that, that's very important. 5 means that that's somewhat important, and 0 means that that's not important at all. So here's the first one. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. How important do you think that is?
Well, it's quite important.
From 0 to 10. So 10 means very important.
Yeah, 10.
Okay. How about develop critical thinking skills.
Well, that's a 10 too.
That's a 10 right there. How about develop social skills?
That's a 10.
I got you. How about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market? How important do you think that is?
Oh, it's very important.
All right. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. How important do you think that is?
I have no opinion on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How about be ready for higher education like college? How important do you think that is?
Oh, very important.
So we're talking about a 10 right there. Thank you, sir. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
I have no idea. I can't rate that.
So in general, how do you see it? Do you think they spend or they don't?
I can't rate it. I have my faintest idea.
I respect that, sir. I'm sorry. I just have to ask that. Now, have you attended a public school board meeting in the last 2 years? No.
No.
So you have not. You have not. No. That is a big fat no. How much have you read, heard, or seen about critical race theory? We're talking about CRT. A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Thank you. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I have no opinion on that.
In general, you think it's about politics or?
I have no opinion.
How much have you heard, Greg?
Over?
Yes, we are, sir. We're at 90%. Honestly, your opinions truly matter to us. If you think I'm asking you repeatedly, it's because they really matter to us. Your opinions are very strong right now. That's why I keep repeating myself. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism in public schools? A lot,
nothing.
A little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
All right, so please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first statement. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know how to answer that. I can't answer that.
You don't want to answer that, or you just...
can't answer it.
Oh, you just can't. Okay. So let's go with that. You just can't answer that. Okay, the second one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. You agree or disagree there?
I would probably disagree with that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I don't think so.
So you disagree, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay.
Perfect. I hope you're almost through. I have to leave.
Yeah, we're at 95%, sir. I'm telling you, we're 95%. So, now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. So, this is the first idea. Increasing teacher pay. Do you support or oppose?
I have no opinion on that.
Okay. How about raising the standards of entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements?
Yeah, that might help.
Okay, so you support somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. You support or oppose?
I support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, I like that. Now, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Support or oppose?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Support or oppose?
I have no opinion on that.
Thank you. All right. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to K through 12 public school curriculum?
I have no opinion on that.
Now, I'm just going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. You have a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that, yeah, I find that very convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. And 0, not convincing at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
I don't know how to answer that.
The what I just read right now? I'm pretty sure you heard it. Okay, you heard it. How convincing is that from 0 to 10? Is it very convincing? Not convincing at all?
I really can't answer that. I'm having trouble following you right now.
What are you having trouble with, sir?
I'm having trouble because I'm extremely tired. I hadn't slept all night.
I understand and I respect that, sir. So if you're tired and I can work with you. If you want me to repeat something, I can do it for you. There's
no
problem. But for you to understand something, that is no problem. I can do that for you. How about the second one? Maybe the second one. Maybe the second one. How about, let's work this out. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at corporate. Hello? Can you hear me? Mm-hmm.